Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt, the founder of Tradeshow Bootcamp, and I'm back with another mini episode of Proof to Product. Today, I want to talk to you about hosting live events. I have, no joke, received about 5 emails in the last 2 days from people asking me, how do you host your conferences? How do you choose your pricing or your speakers or determine what your content will be? And I got to tell you guys, these are some big questions. But I should preface this conversation by saying that I have done quite a few events in my day. I have hosted 13 events for Trade Show Bootcamp in the last 5 years. And prior to that, I was in the corporate world doing marketing and business development, and there was a lot of events tied to that as well. So if this is something you want to do, I strongly encourage each of you to do your research before you jump in. And I'm going to offer you some tips in a few minutes here, but do your research, find out what type of program you want to offer, and figure out what kind of information your audience needs, because events are a large undertaking. They are both costly in terms of your time that you're going to dedicate to it, but they're also expensive to produce, much different than anyone hosting online programs or even making physical products. So anyhow, I don't want to discourage anyone. So if this is something you feel passionately about, I strongly encourage you to do it and try it, see if it works for your audience and see if you enjoy doing it. And if it doesn't, you can always make tweaks later or change your mind. Just because you try something once doesn't mean you have to continue doing it. The other thing I want to encourage you before I give you these tips is if you see somebody else out in the market doing something similar to what you want to do, don't let that deter you either. Just remember to, do it your own way and put your own spin on it and make sure that you're tailoring your program to your core audience. Because if you've got something to say, your audience will want to hear it. So I wanted to offer you 4 key tips to hosting events. The first one is focus on your content first. I know this may seem a little silly or obvious, but you want to make sure that you are giving your audience what they need. You're surveying them and getting, feedback about what their pain points are or what they're looking to learn. When I talk about content, that means finding the right speakers to hit those pain points that your audience has. So focusing on your content first is going to ensure that you've got really great bones for your program. And by that, I mean you're providing something that people want to participate in, they want to learn from, and they will find valuable. If you do not have valuable content in a program, it's going to be a lot harder to sell. So focus on that content first. The second tip I want to offer is be very mindful of your budget. And by that, I mean map out an actual budget for what you want to spend on this event and then hone in on the things that are important to you. I talk about this when we talk about trade shows and paper camp, where I say that, trade shows are very much like hosting a wedding or planning for a remodel on your home. And frankly, live events are the same way. Things cost a lot more than you expect, and they sometimes take longer to plan. And you also have to hone in on what your priorities are. So for my wedding, for example, my paper in my wedding was a big piece of that, and I chose to spend more money there. When we remodeled our home, my husband wanted specific floors. So, there's certain things that are going to be more important to you as you're planning and hosting a live event. So make sure you're spending your money on those things that will make it good for you, but really focus on making it a great experience for your attendees. So a couple things that I choose to focus more of our budget on include food and drinks for our audience. So the people attending, we eat our meals together, including a dinner that we do. I want there to be lots of time for people to network and engage in just casual conversation. And a lot of that, comes over meals. So we do attribute a lot to our meals. The other thing I invest in are the workbook materials. I want to make sure that people have great quality materials, not only while they're at paper camp with us, but afterwards when they go home. It's a reference piece that they can continue to look at. And I hear great feedback from our alumni that they do, in fact, reference our paper camp workbook frequently, including people that came through 5 years ago. So that makes me really proud, and I'm happy to spend more money there because I know it's the gift that keeps on giving. The third thing, I kind of alluded to this at the beginning, is involve your audience in the planning. So survey them, get to know what their struggles are, what are their needs, and also share some behind the scenes with them as you're making decisions about your venue or your speakers or your setting dates, all of that stuff. Involve them in the process, because if they feel involved and engaged and that you're listening to them and you're hearing them when they provide different feedback, they're going to want to sign up straight away. So definitely involve them in the planning process whenever you can. And the fourth item, the final thing I want to leave you with, is set realistic goals for your live event. So what I mean by this is, you know, when you're doing an event for the first time, it is unlikely that you're going to be able to sell thousands of seats or charge thousands of dollars for your event. So really hone in on what your goals are for the program. Is it to make money, which I hope everyone, that's part of everyone's goal, but is it to nurture a specific audience, like a certain segment of your audience? Is it to work with certain speakers that you really want to bring in? So think about those things, but then also think about size of the event. How large do you want to go? What format do you want to do? And what type of revenue goals you want to hit? Because the more concrete you can be about some of these planning logistics, like your goals and your budget, the more successful your live event will be. Now, that's not to say that mistakes still won't happen. They will. I mean, our first event was much different than what Paper Camp is now. But we tweak along the way, and we've grown it, and we've changed it. And some things we've expanded upon, some things we've excluded. But I like to think we're still focused on the customer experience and providing really great quality value and programming. So if you are thinking about hosting a live event, I hope these tips were helpful for you. I also was just interviewed by Tara Gentile for her Power Profit Pursuit podcast. So if you want to hear more about what we discussed, about how I build live events into my business model, you can head over to taragentile.com/podcast and listen to it there. I think it's episode 96, actually. So thanks so much for listening, you guys. I'll be back with another mini episode soon.